Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction to the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries, scholars, and ulama. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhrani. Dr. Fakhrani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
At the very beginning of this program, I would like to express my condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the 10th day of the month of Muharram, that is Ashura, and his faithful companions. For today's discussion, we want to talk about an author, Marjay Taqlid, a faqih, we can say an Islamic scholar, who compiled the work Al-Arba'in al-Husayniya. He is no one but Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi. Dr. Fakhrani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about the early life and the biography of Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astin. The late Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi was born in Qom in 1273 according to Lunar Hijra calendar, and he himself identified himself as Mirza Muhammad Qumi.
Yes.
His father was Muhammad Taqi Beyk Arbab, who was also known as Arbab Jan Baba in Qom, and his father was one of the great literary dignitaries of the city of Qom. And also his father composed a poetic maqtal of Imam al-Hussein as well as a history of the city of Qom, and bearing the title Darul Iman Qom. I mean, yes. Qom as the cradle of Islamic faith.
Yes, right. Which these two outstanding works are not found yet,
yes,
maybe. Okay.
Yes.
The original manuscript is not found.
Yes.
Okay.
Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi was also a great dignitary. He himself was a great dignitary, and he was one of the students and disciples of the late Sheikh Ansari in Najaf.
Yes.
He was a mujtahid, and he was, a dignitary in the city of Qom before the establishment of Hawza Ilmiye Qom,
yes,
the Qom Seminary. And it proves that, Qom had long been an important Shia seminary, although its fame, goes back to two eras in history. One in the era after the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi al-Islam in the time of Sheikh al-Saduq, and to the recent, era, after it was re-established or reorganized by the late Ayatollah Sheikh Abdul Karim Hayri Yazdi.
That's all right.
Okay. Also, it must be indicated that the late Mirza Muhammad Arbab lived around 68 years,
yes,
and he passed away in 1341 according to Hijra calendar. And his tomb is located in the Sheikhan Cemetery,
yes,
quite close to the shrine in Qom.
That's all right. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi, beside all his scholarly life and compilations of the outstanding works, is known by his outstanding work, that is Arba'in al-Husayniya, and also some of the poems that he authored and compiled regarding Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. What is this book exactly, and what was the main intention of the author to compile such a book?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions. So regarding this book, we have to say, as the title of the book suggests, it's talking about a collection of the ahadith, or better to say 40 hadiths regarding the Imam Hussein, his martyrdom, the month of Muharram, those who are participating in majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Before we talk about the book, I think it's good to touch the motive of Sheikh Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qummi, why he authored such a book.
Yes, very good.
As it is mentioned, he is saying that I was given the task of proofreading of Baharul Anwar from my teacher, Mirza Muhaddis Nuri.
Okay.
And during that task, I lost my eyesight. And I made a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I get cured, I will write 40 hadiths regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Or I will write a book, in fact.
Yes, actually it had been put in a shape of book.
Okay.
So it's a kind of divine intention behind authoring such a book. And when we look at the topics of the book, we see that you can give a kind of chronological line to all topics that had been classified in the shape of the book. Why I'm saying this? Because the ahadith regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam are starting from the month of Muharram, and then it talks about the merits of crying eyes upon this martyrdom, and then the lecture of Sayyid al-Shahada in Mecca, moving forward till the end, I mean the captivation of the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and even talking about the revenge that will be taken from the murderers and killers of Imam Hussein by Hazrat Mahdi Ajjalallah.
Sorry, are there 40 hadiths or 40 topics?
It's 40 topics that had been collected, 40 hadiths regarding these 40.
Regarding this.
Yes.
And all of them are authentic hadiths.
Yes, I wanted to say that when he start talking about one hadith, he will talk about that hadith in something around 4 or 5 subtopics. You may say ishara, tarjuma, bayanat, fa'ida, tanbih.
Okay.
Sometimes regarding some of the ahadith, he may add some other subtopics like sirrun latif, meaning a secret behind this hadith.
Okay.
Or tanbihun, meaning a warning or a lesson that we may take from this hadith.
That's right.
But for all of the ahadith, in the first chapter of each hadith, which is called ishara, he's trying to talk about the authenticity of the hadith, starting from himself, that myself, I heard from my teacher, Muhaddis Nuri. He heard from that teacher and goes back up until the authenticated book of Shia.
That's
sometimes
right.
It reaches to the most authenticated, I mean, those four books.
Yes.
Al-Kafi, Man La Yahduruhu Al-Faqih, and the other two. And sometimes it goes to the books which had been written during the 7th or 8th centuries.
Yes.
But this is a very important thing that he has dealt with the authenticity of the hadith. He is trying to bring the whole chain of the transmitters of the hadith. Then he goes to the tarjuma.
That's right.
Since the book has been written in Farsi, so he will give the translation of the hadith.
That's right.
And bayanat, the lessons that you may take. Over there, in this topic, he will merge some other ahadith in relation to the main hadith, which has been taken the chapter.
So, although the title is in Arabic, Arba'in al-Husayniyah, but the content is in Farsi language, in Persian language. That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
The authenticity was so much important for Mirza Arbab Qummi that even he criticizes some of the methods used by the writers of the martyrdom account, or we say maqatil or maqtal, by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam,
Dr. Fakhr
Rouhani. Talk a little bit about this aspect of scholar writing or style of Mirza Arbab Qumi regarding Khasais al-Husayniyah?
First and foremost, it must be indicated that when the title, the title of the book, we find that it's phrased in Arabic.
Yes.
It must be indicated that right from the time of the Safavid era up to the end of the Qajar period.
Yes.
And to some extent, up to some years after the Qajar era, we find that Persian speaking and also Urdu speaking authors preferred to phrase the titles of the books in Arabic. Mm-hmm. However, they preferred to develop the books either in Persian or in, for example, Urdu in the case of the Indian subcontinental nations.
Okay.
But, going back to your main question, yes, regarding maqtals, it must be indicated
Arbab Qumi as the main criticizer of,
yes,
maqtals and the distortions and the deviations, yes, that found, yes, their way into the story of Karbala.
Yes. The point is simply that we find that, with regard to any historic event and historical incident, we find that little by little throughout the history, some people, some later generations, come to think something about those events, and they might add some other bits of information to the main topic. However, the late Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi,
yes,
prevented people from doing so with, mm-hmm, regard to the Shia history as it pertains to the life and times of the infallible Imams, and in this case, regarding Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, because of this. This aspect of history should be kept as intact and purified as possible, because with addition of any distorted version or distorted message, we don't know, what kind of catastrophe would be brought about, through doing this. And
that's all right.
In his writings, and especially in the book Al-Arba'in al-Husayniyah, he tried to prevent people from doing so, simply because, first and foremost, it's a kind of, telling lie or reporting something untrue. Another one is that, it entails ascribing something to an infallible imam.
That's right.
And in both cases, something quite unforgivable, haram, religiously speaking,
yes,
would be made.
That's all right. Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi was also famous for, we can say, his poetic collections and his poems regarding the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Asr, Ajalallah, and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. In one part of his famous poem about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, also referring to the story of Karbala, he says in Farsi, ببین ما را اسیر بند کفار گرفتار شکنج روزگاران قدم در کربلا بگذار و بستان سر پرخون ز دست نیزداران توی دست خدا از شست قدرت بکش تیر از گلوی شیرخاران خبرداری که از سم ستوران دگر جسمی نماند از شهسواران. You know, he is referring to Imam Zaman alayhi salam ajalallah as the true revenger of the blood of Imam, yes, al-Husayn alayhi salam, calling him to come and be a remedy or cure to the broken hearts of the Muslims and the Shias. Really beautiful poems are really beautiful pieces of verses of poets regarding Imam Zaman and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Okay, anything missed, Sheikh Mahtavi?
I think also this aspect of his expertise must be mentioned, that he was a great codicologist as well.
Yes, yes.
Most of the Shia books had been proofread by him, yes, namely Al-Ghaybah al-Nu'mani or Isbat al-Wasiyah al-Mas'udi, and also, as I said, Baharul Anwar. So it shows that his expertise was not only confined to one field of study. Mm-hmm. As you said, he was a poet, he, yes, was a catechologist, he was a faqih and jurist. And also besides all of this, he dedicated his life to Minbar al-Husayni and speaking about the Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect him and ourselves, along with Imam Hussein and his companions, inshallah.
Inshallah. And these authors, like Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi, we can say the compiler of the book Al-Arba'in al-Husayniyah, really felt committed to write at least a book, but based on authentic resources about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And when a faqih, a knowledgeable man, a mujtahid, looks at the story of Karbala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the passion, the shur, and the knowledge, I mean, a ma'rifah come together, compelling a work such as this, which becomes, you know, the most authentic work. This outstanding man, Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi, passed away in the year 1341 according to the solar Hijri calendar, and he's buried in Sheikh Khan Cemetery in the holy city of Qom, the burial place of this outstanding man and so many other great ulama of the world of Shia Islam. May Allah bless his soul, the author and compiler of Arba'in al-Husayniyah. Thank you much, Sheikh Mahdavi and Dr. Fakhwani. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, which was about Mirza Muhammad Arbab Qumi. To another episode and introducing another Shia dignitary, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. معلم